One of the projects is a roughly $1 billion line in southwest Wisconsin. The other, in southeast Wisconsin, has a roughly $350 million price tag. The awards come after the latest version of a controversial bill that would have given state utility companies first dibs on building new transmission lines stalled in the state legislature. Todd Stewart is with the Wisconsin Industrial Energy Group. He says American Transmission Company and Dairyland Power would have been given the projects by default if the bill became law.
Winning bids really showed that the winners had superior cost containment measures, trying to keep the cost down.
A report from the conservative McIver Institute says the bids by Wisconsin utilities came in higher than the winning proposals. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.